I was that fan, that obnoxious.
This is Tall Can Audio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome inside the Tall Can Audio podcast, coming to you from our studio in beautiful Bytown, Canada. My name is Matt Robinson. Thank you for joining us here today. As always, we'd love it if you give us a follow on social media at Tall Can Audio and subscribe to the pod wherever you're hearing us right now. Google Podcasts, you know the deal. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those places. We're there. Follow along. We've got a new voice for you today, a first-timer making their TCA debut. Andrea from the Bytown Beer Sisters is here. What's happening?
Not much. I'm looking forward to opening my beer.
Yes. I'm a little long-winded at the beginning of the show. It delays everybody being able to crack their pint. So why don't we get right to that right now? We're going with something from the Left Field Brewing Company. I know not too long ago from following your Instagram account, you guys were down in Toronto. Did you happen to try any of the local breweries while you were there?
So my January trip?
Yes.
Yes. So I was too busy hobnobbing with at the Madonna concert and checking out the PWHL Ottawa team kick PWHL Toronto's butt.
Right.
Did not have time to get to any breweries this time around, but I did last October.
Okay. Well, we can get to that in a second. I don't want to delay you any further from being able to get into your beer there. I'm curious, are you, you know, we're going to talk about your group here in a second. Are you mostly a craft beer person or is it just any type of beer will do? What are your preferences there on the craft beer
front?
Beer
snob. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Self-proclaimed beer snob. Craft beer is my go-to and really local beers.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite brewery here in town?
Well, I was at Chillot the other, yesterday actually.
I just had some of their stuff the other day.
Yeah, they make really good stuff.
Yeah.
And Jamie just won Brewer of the Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
From one of the journals.
That's cool.
Big Rig as well.
Yeah.
Like, they've got, like, I love the gold. That's my favorite.
Okay, yeah.
There's something about that.
Nice.
Where else? So many. Kitchissippi.
Kitchissippi makes nice stuff for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to you about the Bytown Beer Sisters. I want to talk to you about the event you've got coming up, but you did reference just being back in Toronto again in October, and maybe you did try a brewery or two then. What would you get into that time?
Well, so sort of relates to my Bytown Beer Sisters organization. The whole idea was actually inspired by the Society of Beer Drinking Ladies.
Right.
And I was in Toronto in October for their, their brew event.
Okay.
They had a brew event, so that's what, and I'm from Toronto, so I visited some family. Mm. Checked out the beers they had. I'm not sure if they had any of the Left Field, but I was able to get to see Bellwood's Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They were a really nice spot, kind of like industrial part of the city.
Right.
Just reminded me of home, honestly, being from Toronto, right?
Right.
Like blue collar. And,
sure.
Yeah. And they made a really nice beer. I don't remember what I had, but it was really good. Yeah.
I've tried a bunch of stuff from Bellwood's. I got a buddy who lives right downtown. And, we don't travel back and forth, me to Toronto, him to Ottawa very often, but over the summer, I have a family cottage in Bob Cajun, and it's an easy kind of halfway. He'll come up there for a weekend, and he always brings a bunch of Toronto craft beers for us to try, and Bellwood's is often one of them. And I mean, they have some stuff in the LCBO, but you can get way more when you're actually down there, obviously. So.
And fresh tasting.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, and being from Toronto, like I remember one of the very first beer festivals they had there before it got big. I was there when there was no lineup, and that's what actually I think when I really started to like enjoy the craft beer.
Right.
I was at Fort York, I think, years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, way back when. And then we used to go to that and Amsterdam Brewery.
Right.
Those
okay.
My Toronto favorites.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of people, I was Steam Whistle was
Steam
maybe
Whistle.
My first taste of something other than like Labatt or Molson or and it was just right there on your way to the Jays game, right? You drop in, have a pint or two and hang out for a bit. And I remember we went in there once, me and a buddy of mine and his wife, his wife could not possibly have cared less about beer. She just doesn't like beer. And so we went in for the tour anyway. And at the end of the tour, they give you two tickets each. And to have a couple beers while you're there. And so they were nice to us. They gave us a couple of rounds before even collecting our tickets. And so we'd had a couple. Then they said, all right, like, we got to start at least getting some tickets out of here. So we each used up our two tickets. Then we each took one of her tickets and ended up having a pretty good afternoon at Steam Whistle.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Was it a Jays game at least?
No, it was just a random afternoon in Toronto.
Oh, okay, and, that's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have been pretty late. And on Jays days, it's pretty packed in there, right? They would have been taken, they wouldn't have been taking quite that good of care of us, I don't think. Yeah. But that was sort of my entry into the you know, outside of the big breweries. And then, yeah, for me, it's probably around the time of this show starting up, 2015, 2016, is when I started getting big into it. But I know Fort York does a few different craft beer festivals each year, and some of them are mixed in with a music festival or two.
Yeah.
So when did you move up here?
To Ottawa?
Yeah. You said you're from Toronto.
From Toronto. Yeah. 2007.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you've been here for a bit.
I guess I have. You know, when I say it, it just sounds like a long time. I still, you know, I'm slowly, you know, becoming like an Ottawan.
Right.
I don't even know how to say it.
I don't either, actually.
I don't know how to say it.
Well, because I grew up in Oshawa and moved up here in 2012. Yeah. Dirty schwa kid. Yeah, for sure. And moved up here in 2012.
Yeah.
And just sort of made myself at home ever since with everything but the hockey.
Was there a brewery at Nashua?
Not at the time, I don't think. There was a coffee time people did a lot of heroin behind, but that was about it.
And the beef patties?
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't a real classy part of town. Not that there are a lot of classy parts of Oshawa, but they've got one now. The All or Nothing Brewing Company's right there in Oshawa. They do some really nice stuff.
Okay.
There's a couple, Five Paddles in Whitby is really good.
Okay.
So if you're ever, you know, in Durham region, there's some nice stuff going on there now. But yeah not at the time.
Yeah. And I can also, my friend of mine lives in Stratford, and they opened a craft distillery.
Oh, yeah.
And in there is a brewery in Stratford called Jobsite.
Okay.
Yeah. And they make a good beer.
Nice. Yeah. I don't think I've ever tried their stuff.
So Junction 56, it's the hard stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not so much into that.
Right.
It's dangerous. It's all about the beer.
100%. Well, tell me about the Bytown Beer Sisters and the organization and how that gets started and, you know, what's the story there?
Oh, it's an evolving story.
Okay.
Makes it great.
Yeah.
So, as I said before, the Society of Beer Drinking Ladies had a collaboration beer with Spearhead Brewery. What was it there?
They're in Kingston, I think,
they're
right? Spearhead?
Kingston. Yeah. Yeah. It was... gosh, I can't remember the name.
Right.
But
they do this a lot of collaborations.
Yeah. And it was something about the label. It was like my muse or something. So I'm like, hey, what's this about Society of Beer Drinking Ladies? I think I'm a lady and I like to drink beer.
I'm part of society.
And so I was fascinated with it. And I even, Googled it and found out that they are a society.
What time frame is this?
So this all started probably a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, pre or post pandemic?
No, during
mid pandemic.
I don't know. How do you define the
stages? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure we're done with the pandemic.
Yeah. What is it? 2024? It must have been 2022.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Around that time.
Right.
So I reached out. They got back to me. So I was like, hey, I saw that they used to do events for females or those that identify as such.
Right.
And just beer festivals focused on that demographic. And I'm like, okay, so when's your next event?
Mm-hmm.
And so I got back, I heard back from one of the owners and the co-founders. And she's like, well, we haven't been in Ottawa for a while because they set up a bricks and mortar shop in Toronto.
Okay.
Do you want to help us organize? okay.
I was really just hoping to get together and drink some beer, not work.
Well,
but...
that's just it, right? I didn't expect them to say, hey, you want to organize it, but I was interested.
Yeah.
So the other part of it is I play hockey, or I pretend to. I wear the gear and I skate. And then, you know, so we did the tailgating thing. So a couple of my buddies on the hockey team, we started like just talking about what this could be. Because, you know, we play hockey so we could drink the beer.
Sure.
Yeah.
They go together well.
They do very well. It's it's a natural combination. So... I was back and forth with this person in Toronto about organizing an event on their behalf. It was going to be their event and just organized by myself. And
right.
We had this great idea, and then we even had it up to a point where we had a contract with a venue in Ottawa, and the society just bailed.
They
were
no.
Yeah, we're not fronting the money. And I'm like, well, I'm not putting in any money.
Right.
I'm actually putting in some time here.
Yeah.
But through that, I learned a little bit about what it's like to, you know, host an event with alcohol, all that stuff.
Be in charge of promoting it.
Yeah. Well, you're getting that sense, right?
Yeah.
I think I've always kind of been naturally doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that just went by the wayside. And but I still had this like this concept, and I every lady or woman or, you know, hockey mom or baseball mom that I talked to was like, okay, so like this is amazing. When are you doing it? Everyone want was like, they, like there was something there with the idea of like hosting this beer drinking thing for women. So, you know, kicked around the idea for a little while longer, and then it was during the summer drinking beer.
As you do.
We play summer hockey. And then, you know, I just started talking about it again. And I just said, like, I still have the interest of doing something like this, but I don't have, a purpose. Right. So a friend of mine, so one of my teammates, Megan, who's one of the Bytown Beer Sisters, like, organ co-founders, if you will. She has a very interesting, unique, and amazing job. She is a palliative care pediatrician at CHEO, but does a lot of amazing work with a non-government organization, like an NGO, Two Worlds Cancer Collaboration.
Okay.
With their mission is to educate and raise funds and to support, you know, children with cancer in third world countries.
Oh, wow.
Right. So raising funds towards education, medication, education for the families to support these kids, right? You don't really think about that.
No.
So I'm like, that's a great cause, and I'd love to organize this, and we worked together. So it was Megan and Anne, who is the other Bytown Beer Sister. All these ladies are from Toronto. Just there was something there. So we were just kind of hashing it out, like, what does this like look like? We didn't have the name at that point,
right?
And so just through lots of thinking, lots of talking, we came up with Bytown Beer Sisters. Bytown, it's. Used to be our nation's capital's name.
See, I like the alliteration, and I got to ask you about this because I've had some guests in here who give me hell because it's kind of a hook. It's kind of a thing I use to start a lot of shows. The TCA studio in beautiful Bytown, Canada.
Yeah.
And Ian Mendez from The Athletic was in here last week. And one of the last times he was in here, he started busting on me. Now he does it all the time. He's like, this, you're in Nepean. This was not Bytown. And I'm like, you cut me some slack, man. Like, I'm just looking to have a little fun. I'm just looking to call it something different. And he's like, technically, this is not Bytown. I'm like, all right, you stickler. You got to be fun at parties, Ian, right? Has anybody thrown that at you?
Not yet, but now I'm prepared for it. Yeah. Holy moly.
Don't tell Ian unless you're having an event actually in Bytown. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe we're not from the Ottawa region. So it's like, I think maybe this is the same thing as saying I'm from Toronto, but you're not a 416er.
Right,
maybe
okay.
That kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're 905, you're not from Toronto. So I guess I get that. I haven't heard it yet. The sound was like Bytown.
The alliteration,
right?
And I like it. It's cool. It's historical. It's different.
Historical. And sisters, right?
Yeah.
We wanted something that represented who we were.
100%.
Yeah, so that's how we came up. We actually incorporated as a non-for-profit to help the really just promote the event, advocate for the event, and really legitimize what we're doing as opposed to like Andrew and Megan and Anne raising money for something.
Right.
And we had like all sorts of folks from our hockey team help out with the design of the logo. People pitched in. So.
And so what was the first event? Just I don't even know what I'm... Why would I guess? Why don't you just tell me what it was?
Well, our one and only event was held in November. It was called Pints for Purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another good name. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I had already reached out to the PWHL. I'm like, come on, to your event.
Yeah.
Because I knew, like, this was their demographic. But, so the first event was held in November to raise money for Two Worlds Cancer Collaboration. Mm-hmm. And we had... honestly, through like the connections in Ottawa or people who weren't from Ottawa connecting with each other.
Right.
We got a venue gifted to us for the space.
Nice.
A place called the Revel Academy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a school for smart kids.
Right. I wouldn't know anything about
it. So. Yeah.
I was never invited.
Baseball mom. Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Right. Okay.
So she was at a school, and we, you know, got some amazing sponsors to really, you know, bring some really nice, you know, fun to the event. So we had raffle prizes.
Right.
We even got Sense tickets.
Nice.
67s tickets, some yoga passes, some spin passes. Hmm. So lots of people came forward to help our event. And what was really important for me, it was to have female brewers female brewer and brewmaster.
Sure.
So what I really wanted was to find, and I did, I found Janie at Shiloh Beer.
Yeah.
She came out. So they had their beer. We had a sampling of five or six of their beers.
Nice.
And Kaylee Weston from Big Rig
is
a brewer for Big Rig. And she came out and Big Rig supported us. So we had lots of beer variety to have.
Right.
And showcase these amazing women and the beer they make. So that was, for me, that was an important thing.
Sure.
The other, you know, I'd say the feedback from the event, from the guests, was just about getting out, you know, in a safe space and having fun.
Yeah.
We did have a couple of comedians, donate some time and, mm-hmm. Put a little show on for us. But it was just a good event. We had more than 50 come out.
Nice.
And we raised over $1,500.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And all, like, net proceeds went to the charity.
Right.
Right. So we don't do this we do this 100% for, obviously, for fun.
Right.
But it's not, we're not for the money at all. So that's who we are. So that was our first event.
And so you have another one coming up. You said so far you're one and only, but there is a second one.
Correct.
I've seen this on your Instagram. Why don't you hit everybody with the handle in case they want to follow along here?
At Bytown Beer Sisters.
And is that just on Instagram or is there other, are you on other?
We are just on Instagram because it is just me figuring out social media.
I hate social media. And I say that in all the wrong ways. I'm actually addicted to Twitter. I hate it, but I'm there all the time.
I get that.
But in terms of trying to upkeep an Instagram and now a Blue Sky and a Threads. And honestly, I set up our Threads and Blue Sky accounts. I think I've posted there like twice. I'm like, this didn't become a thing yet. So I'm not wasting my time here. I eventually bailed on Facebook. So the social part of it, I get it. Can become a little much if you're just trying to have, and everyone has Instagram, right? So that's the one.
Yeah.
If you're going to only pick one, that's the one.
Yeah.
So it's at Bytown Beer Sisters.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about this, the next event, because I saw this posted, I guess, over the weekend or maybe on Friday night. I can't remember. Tell us about the event.
The event. Okay. So we just announced the event itself. We just launched registration for our next event called Pucks and Pints for Purpose.
Okay.
You're
going to run out of peas eventually.
We're going to have to move to. We'll get there.
Yeah. You'll be okay for a bit, but it's going to become unwieldy here.
Yeah. We'll get there.
All right.
We'll find other letters. Mm-hmm. We're hosting a PWHL watch party.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like the Bytown Beer Sisters are taking over Craft Beer Market.
I like that place a lot.
Craft Beer Market was great. They're really excited to host us. And
this is the one right there on Bank,
the one
by the arena.
Right there by the arena. That is so good. And they have so many good beers.
Yes, they do.
And we're going to watch the PWHL Ottawa team take on Boston in Detroit.
In Detroit,
yeah.
Yes.
So like all the league, like all six teams in the league are playing out of their home environment.
Right.
Like there's a Toronto and Montreal game in Pittsburgh that weekend. So kind of that, PWHL.
Branch out a little.
Watch, like we're taking over.
Right.
So, so basically.
When is that?
March 16th, which is the day before St. Paddy's Day.
Right.
So it could be a pre-drink.
Well, and honestly, St. Paddy's Day is a Sunday this year. So make this your celebration on Saturday, right? Give yourself that window if you need it to recover for Monday.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fun event. We're going to watch the game, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, we're still very early in marketing it. So what I can say, it's going to be a great game. Tickets, so the charity that we're donating to is local, so Youth Services Bureau of Ottawa.
Okay.
Which is a great organization to help our youth in many facets, from mental health to supporting with housing. So it's a really, it's near and dear to my heart.
Sure.
So all proceeds will be going to them. So for $40 for the registration, you get, there'll be some appetizers, a couple drink tickets. We're working on maybe some beer tasting for one of the breweries, if we can get them. And just a great lively atmosphere. We're going to have raffles. So just a lot of fun, though, to connect and, enjoy the game.
Are we allowed to talk about your MC? Because our audience knows her very well.
Okay, yes. Okay, you can.
Okay.
Go for it.
I am told that the one and only, Michaela Schreider, known to many as Shrides over here, just from me busting on her for so long, we call her Screeds in this studio. She doesn't care for it. But she will be, I'm told, the MC.
She is.
And if you don't know her from this show, and I'm sure most of you know her from this show, but also this tiny little thing. She's got game across the TSN radio network every weekend with Vanessa Sanchez. Shrides has been killing it lately. And yeah, I sent her a message the other day saying, hey, have you heard about this? This is going to be right up your alley. And she's like, I have heard about this. I'm hosting the thing. So that's pretty cool as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, like once you start talking about it and like the community and just the people that I've met across like just organizing this or just supporting it, it's amazing, really. Like, you know, the interest in sports, the interest in beer. Like, I thought it was just me growing up. These were right. This is my thing, but apparently it's not. It's not just my thing.
Well, if you want to meet somebody at the cross section of hockey and craft beer, Shrides is about as as in touch as you're going to get. So let me ask you, where can people get their tickets before we bury this too much?
So by Town Beer Sisters, link in bio.
Okay.
Yeah
link in
bio. That's all I got.
Okay. So I'm curious. This is the Bytown Beer Sisters event. It sounds like this is probably meant for women. Are men welcome at this event?
Men are welcome at
this okay.
event.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's something that's good to know. Our first event was clearly marketed as a women's only event.
Okay.
The Bytown Beer Sisters are the hosts.
Right.
For everyone to
and
come.
It's a fundraiser. Men, women, whatever. If
all
you got
genders,
money, we'll take it.
All genders.
We'll take your fundraising. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fundraiser and it's all going to a good cause.
Right.
Yeah. And it's, you know, getting people out on a Saturday night, supporting the city. Craft beer's a great place to be.
100%.
You know, and, you know, obviously for me, it's just cheering the team on.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I love it.
Some
like,
Saturday night hockey.
Saturday night hockey, that's right. That's exactly what it is. So,
yeah, if the team can't be here and, you know, like you said, they're in Detroit. I like the idea, and maybe we'll talk a little PWHL here, but, you know, I like the idea that they're branching out and, you know, testing some of these other markets. But it's a bit of a buzzkill that they take a home game from somebody, right? Like, I don't know whether this one specifically was going to be ours or... it's Toronto we're facing that night, right?
Boston. Yeah.
So I don't know if this was going to be a Boston home game or our home game, but you do what you got to do early, right? To feel it out, see what other markets might be ready.
Exactly.
Have you heard anything about how ticket sales have gone in Pittsburgh or Detroit?
So I actually have from the GM himself.
Oh, wow.
That's
a good source.
It's a donut. It's like Andrea's stories. I suddenly end up in the family or was it the family and friends lounge after one of the last games. I'm talking to the GM.
Wandered in.
I had legitimate. Okay. I had the wristband. Let me in.
Okay.
I was given the wristband.
This isn't the wristband that flashes when they tell you to cheer. This is a different
one. No, it's an actual wristband.
Okay.
That says, okay, you can go into this room. Anyway, so Michael Hirschfeld was there. I don't know. And I talked to him about this event.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really happy about it. And he said, though, that there are around 13,000, 14,000 tickets sold.
Wow.
Yeah, I was shocked, which
that's
is great.
I can't say I was shocked at the battle of, what they call it, the battle of Bay Street, battle on Bay Street,
battle
Toronto, Montreal.
Bay Street, yeah.
That's your team. It's a Toronto team. It's easy to get people to rally around. I wasn't surprised when they did 13,000 in Minnesota, right? And did that in an NHL building. It can be a tough sell if it's not your market, right? If Detroit doesn't have a hometown team and you just go to watch Ottawa, Boston, sometimes that can be a tough sell. And it'd be similar in Pittsburgh. I don't know how those necessarily tickets have moved, although I know that market is keen to get involved with the league.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'm sure the people in that market know, we don't necessarily have a horse in this race, but if we want a team, we better show up and show our passion for it, right? Or our commitment to it. That's awesome to hear. There's that.
Yeah. And I don't know anything about hockey over there.
Right.
There must be a strong like minor hockey, like a lot of like young women playing hockey in that area. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So no, that's great. I was happy to hear about it. I hope that, you know, I hope for the best for all of them. We'll talk about that later.
Right.
From a franchise perspective.
Right. No. And those two cities specifically, and I don't know how soon it'll come, but if the league was going to expand, those cities make a lot of sense, right? They're sort of in the Northeast here. The league is in, I'm sure eventually they'd like to get to, you know, Calgary or Vancouver or LA, or, you know, maybe Chicago would be another one that's, it's not too far yet in terms of costs, right, of all that travel.
Yeah.
But you could go to Pittsburgh. You could go to Detroit. Like I said, I don't know how soon, but if you were just going to expand by two next, like those would be two easy slam dunk hockey markets that have shown some interest.
Yeah, and like for Detroit, especially just across the bridge, right? If you're going to catch a game, you're in southwestern Ontario.
Right.
There's a draw there.
100%.
You know, because not everybody likes Toronto. I don't know why.
What is that about?
Oh, yeah. I was in Toronto cheering against Toronto in Maple, in the formal, you know, Maple Leaf Gardens. It was very odd. I was a Toronto fan.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
But
this is weird. I was just talking to... well, for the good listener here, yesterday we had our friend Angela Thompson from the Lake of Bays Brewing Company, who I should put you in touch with. She would be interested in what you're doing here. But
awesome.
I was just talking to her and I said, you know, this is my first time as an Ottawa hockey fan. I've lived here since 2012, but I've never switched allegiances to the Senators. That's just not going to happen. And now PWHL Ottawa, they've struggled a little bit. And I'm kind of like, is this what it's like to be an Ottawa hockey fan? This isn't that much fun. I don't know if I can stick with this. But yeah, I hadn't really considered the fact that you would be going home to Toronto with PWHL Ottawa alliances. It's almost the opposite of what happens here, right? If you want to go to a Leaf game at the Canadian Tire Center.
It was very bizarre. It was really like, you know, so I sort of have there's a Hungarian connection on the team.
Okay.
So so I've connected with Funny. Mm-hmm. And she's been really supportive of my, I call it my fangirling. So I sat in a very Toronto heavy section. Like I wasn't with like the Ottawa group. There's something, you know, the family and friends that support
the boosters.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I was sitting there and it was the game that they won, like, was it 3-0? Yeah,
sounds right.
Or nothing, I don't know. But I was that fan, that obnoxious, cheering for Ottawa, but like a Toronto fan.
Right.
Right? Like, so that's like my growing up, I guess. The looks that I was getting, yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? So I get it now. But I love this team.
Well, it's funny because Ottawa fans always complain at the Sens games about how obnoxious Leaf fans are here. Well, here's a Toronto person coming home and being obnoxious on Ottawa's side at Maple Leaf Gardens.
Oh, it's great. I loved it.
Did you get to the home opener?
Oh, yeah. So I was at the home, the very first opener.
Yeah.
The very first. That is the only one I've been to
so far.
Yes.
And I'm curious, were you one of us, because I was one of these people, who booed Marie-Philippe Poulin?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, of course you were. Thank you.
Sorry.
We're doing this now. Yeah, this is becoming tribal. I love you when you're back in the Canadian jersey, but for now... You're an enemy here.
Exactly.
And you are the enemy here.
You are the enemy. Yes.
No, and I've talked to some people. I've talked to a few different people who were at that game. I couldn't do it. I'm doing it. I don't care.
These allegiances are drawn.
That's right.
Yeah.
What have you made? And you said you've been doing a little fangirling. I'm fanboying over Akani Shiga. She's my favorite on the team
right now.
Oh, it was
her birthday yesterday.
Was it? Oh, yeah. See, I'm not a good fanboy.
You need to follow them on all the media.
I follow them on a lot of social media. I guess I just missed it. I don't know. I love her. I think her story's awesome, and she's going to break out here. I have no doubt. But what have you made of the team so far? Because it feels to me, just in, you know, my own amateur assessment, that, you know, the D is really solid. The goaltending is really solid. They have no problem carrying the play and creating chances. And it just looks like they can't finish. Like, they're just lacking a little scoring touch.
That's exactly it. Yeah. So it's interesting. The composition of the team is really unique in their character, right? Mm-hmm. So I hope the team stays together as strongly as they are now, because, you know, a lot of them are just gelling or getting used to, you know.
Sure.
Actually, no, Funny played in the States for a bit. But still, like, you're looking at some folks from Czechia, Akani from Japan, you know, Hungary. Like, that's a really cosmopolitan team.
Sure.
So I think, from a character grit perspective, that's awesome.
Yeah.
From the team, like Mashmeyer, oh my gosh, just, just amazing.
I had a feeling before the draft that Anne-Renée Desbiens might end up in Montreal.
Yeah, you guess?
And so with that out of the way, I was like, if I could have any goalie in the world, this is the one Mashmeyer. I want. I want Emerence Mashmeyer. And so we got her. And
super strong D. Yeah. But yeah, it's just like they can't finish. I don't know if it's just, you know, it's hard to say. They get their chances, right? Mm-hmm. So even in the last game, sadly, they did not win.
Yeah.
But it was about halfway through the game. Like, it was like Toronto came out. aggressive and physical. So I do have season tickets because I love this team. So I sit right there and I could see Toronto was hitting. They were hitting. They took out Ashake. Not saying her name correctly.
Oh. I saw the hit. Oh, yeah. Akani Shiga. Yeah, yeah. They laid into her.
They laid into her. Like a nice, like, clean elbow.
Yeah.
Not clean elbow.
Not clean elbow. That's not a thing.
Okay, so then, but halfway through after McLeod called that timeout, it's like, okay, they woke up, right? So they started hitting right back and they just ran out of time.
Yeah.
And they're not finishing. Gabby Hughes is like real gritty. She's, taking a lot of, a lot of the time on the ice.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of production, but
and the D is so good, and it was interesting to watch at the draft. Like, that was obviously something Ottawa decided to target. I think their first three picks were all defenders, right? Yeah. And so maybe not surprising when you have that strategy that maybe you will lack a little scoring touch because you passed on that in the first couple rounds of the draft. But it has worked. You have defended well, but it's You're sort of waiting for Breanne Jenner to break out just a little more, right?
I feel like she's just – sometimes I watch her and it's like she's so far ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Like nobody can keep up. But then, she's – I think if she started – I don't know if it's confidence. I mean, I cannot say what
right.
it is.
No, sure.
I can't. I'm not in her
– No, we're just case. Fans.
We're just fans.
It. Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd like to – somebody needs to play with her. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I think she needs a good winger. It looks like they've tried a couple things. But
yeah, there has been a bit of a revolving door on her wing trying to get something to click.
Yeah.
Just hasn't quite happened. They tried Daryl Watts there for a while. I really liked the beginning of the season, that third line of Daryl Watts, Akani Shiga, and Katrina Marezova.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great line, but they moved Watts up to try and get Jenner going.
Yeah.
And I get it. Things are going to rotate a little bit, but I loved those three together as a unit.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, who is, who do you look at right now and think that's the cream of the crop in the league? Because I think in the first week or two, we probably would have all agreed it was Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then Montreal started to come on. And then Toronto, who really struggled at the beginning, has now gotten hot. I think they've won 7 in a row at this point. Like, who do you like? Who's going to end up taking this thing?
Well, Ottawa.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It was slow and steady.
Right. We'll be there at the end.
If they get their scoring, Minnesota's pretty, like, I've seen them play.
And then they get Hazy back.
They got Hazy, Heisey, and then Schofield.
She's been injured a bit. Once Hazy gets back in there, that's
they're like scary. Fast, and the goaltending is pretty good.
Yes.
So they're really strong to watch.
Yeah.
But every game has been really close.
Yep.
Toronto's really come on. Sarah Nurse is starting to pick up her game too. I think she's just, she's starting to really play to, I think, her potential
100%.
As well. So, yeah, but Minnesota, I'd say.
Yeah.
If I had to choose.
Right. It's hard. And it's interesting because all these teams clearly had their own strategies going into free agency and into the draft. And you sort of expect that at least one would have botched it pretty badly. And there'd be like at least one team that maybe one team who runs away with it, or maybe one team who really struggles. And even the teams who are currently outside the playoffs are just outside the playoffs. Like, it's been competitive. It's been, there isn't a weak member of the group at this point. So that's been interesting to watch. And I guess because there was that much talent that even if you did have an odd strategy when you drafted or whatever, you're still going to end up with good players. So, but it is interesting that it's been as competitive as it is, and it's pretty tight, I guess all I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's no one really dominant or one really terrible team.
Yeah, and even from a games perspective, like, I watched all of Ottawa's games, and thinking that the last one was going to be a blowout, you know, 4-0, and then they fought back, right? They had a legitimate, really good, some scoring chances and got the couple goals, so...
Yeah.
It's really balanced. The hockey's great.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, like, it's amazing. Like, I love I've taken my kids down, and they're like, oh, my God, they're so fast.
Okay. I took, to that home opener, I got tickets for Christmas for my mom and my sister, and that's who I took to come down, and we had an awesome time, obviously. But, you're sitting there, and I remember when I got the tickets, I had bought, if you remember, during the draft, they had a pre-sale code or whatever. And I wasn't prepared at the time to buy season tickets, but I did want to buy. And so that came later. I still did have a pre-sale window to buy an individual game. There was almost nothing left. I needed 3 tickets. There was only 2 places. You search for three. There was only two places left where you could get three. And I was like, oh my God. And that was when they kept rolling it back. I think at first they said it was going to be like 4,800. They're like, well, we're going to crank it up to about 58. All right, we'll go to 62. We'll go to 67. Fine, we'll just throw it open. Here's every seat we got. Yeah. It's 8,800 or whatever it was. But honestly, we're out of seats. Everybody stop asking. But to get three and be in there for, you know, one of the things I spoke to Angela about when she was in here yesterday was the sound of that crowd is a little different, right? Yes. Because there's so many families there. There's kids there that this is going to be normalized for them. Yeah. There's pro women's hockey. That's what they've grown up in a world where there's always been pro women's hockey, and you can afford to do it. Like, to go to a Sens Leafs game and take a family of four, it's a month's rent or a mortgage or whatever. This, you can do it, you know, $35-40 a ticket, whatever it is. I honestly can't remember what I paid for ours for the home opener, but certainly far more manageable, right? And I think that makes it such a cool environment. The signs that are around there, in there, all the kids that are there. It's just a really cool vibe.
Yeah. Every game I've been to, it's like energy, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to get that energy. I've been to a few Sens games. I was going to say Leafs games. Oops.
That's what I call them here. When the Leafs are in town and I go, I went to the Leafs game. They played Ottawa.
That's right. That's how I get seats.
Yeah.
It's electric, right? It's I bought tickets for the first game. Really, this is amazing, right? Like, I've been a pro women's sports fan. Actually, this is like a women's in sport fan all my life, right? To be able to see this and see this accomplishment. But so after the first game and after I met Funny, I wanted to do everything to support her because she's great. And her story is amazing, right? Like, first Hungarian pro hockey player, right? Like, Hungary is not considered a hockey country. I don't know why, but it's not. But I did end up getting season tickets following that because it's affordable.
Yeah. Right?
Like, it's something that I would never say. I've got season tickets. I've never thought I would be able to say I have season tickets to anything.
Right.
But something that I could, like, you know, afford, middle class kind of, you know, income.
Yeah.
And I have a blast every time. And I get to, you know, bring my kids or, you know, one of my hockey teammates. We go down. We cheer them on.
Yeah.
We're right down by where they come out to give the high fives.
Oh, yeah. Okay, nice. So you're draped over the railing.
I'm, like, draping it. Yeah. No, the girls are so – they're so good. It's very loud.
And they seem to love it, right?
They love it.
Yeah.
It's – you know, you can feel it, right? Yeah. So it's ironic that I don't have girls. I have two boys.
Okay. That always works that way.
It always works that way. No, and I did some stuff with the local baseball community to run their girls' programming, actually.
Right.
Just because that's, anyway, that's how I give back.
Sure.
aside from, you know, having my boys and being good people, too. But,
So
just, you're down there, like, giving the high fives, and they're like stars, right? Like, you know, they're just like, autograph this, and it's just, and they're so welcoming to it.
Yes.
They stop. You know, the players know how much this means to these girls and the, you know, the family supporting them.
Yeah.
So, like,
I've seen Lexi Agia talk a couple times
Lexi's
great. And I've seen her interviewed, and she's just like, you know, before the season even started, there's an event here. You go to a 67s game to try and build some promotion and this and that. And she's like, there's people who want to take a picture with me or want my autograph. And you're just like, what is this now? Like, this is suddenly a thing that wasn't there at all before. And suddenly, here it is, and it's real, and it's big right out of the chute.
Yeah, so the first game, after the inaugural game, I was lucky to get three or four tickets. So I went down with a couple of my hockey buddies, and where do we go? We go to Kraft after the game.
Of course you do, yeah.
So we're sitting there, you know, having a beer and talking about how amazing that game was, and looking up the rules, like, why was there so much hitting? Oh, rule 53 or something.
That was awesome.
We literally looked up the rule book.
Yeah.
And then we look over, we heard this kind of like cheering, and we look over, and a bunch of the players were there. Came in for some, like, I don't know.
Post-game pint. Yeah, water.
Water, Gatorade, whatever.
Sure.
And so we started, like, fangirling them right there.
Right.
So we went over. We bought them some shots.
Nice. Of water.
Of water, yes. And, you know, asked for their autograph. Yeah. And I think that's what it was, right? Like, they were so welcoming of that. You know, we were nervous because we didn't want to, like, bug them. But they were like, come on over. So we ended up talking. And, you know, I think for them, it was kind of like that realization that this is bigger, right? This is something different.
Yeah.
They were so kind. They were so, I made my own Ottawa jersey. I had a red jersey and I put the lettering,
Ottawa
lettering.
Nice,
so they got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
right? Like, who are these, like, middle-aged women, like, showing up in jerseys, like, so excited and, so, you know, bringing that energy.
Right.
So that was, like, kind of, like, the first, like, random thing with this PWH Ottawa team. And that's actually how I connected with Funny.
Nice.
Yeah. So they were so nice and just so enthused. And it was a moment, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those nights where just like, I can't believe I was there at the game.
It's,
and then I can't believe we met them at the bar.
Right.
So I still have the autograph, like the towel that they handed out to the players there. They all autographed it. So
okay,
like
that's cool.
Prize possession for sure.
Yeah. It's funny when you talk about like this sort of, or you get into the idea of like understanding your own celebrity or what this moment means. I've told this story before on the show. I went the night that the Oshawa Generals retired Bobby Orr's number. He was number 2 in Oshawa, not number 4. And I was there, my uncle's company had a suite. And so we were sitting down there, and you couldn't get near Bobby. But his suite just happened to be, or the suite that his guests and that he would be hanging out in was the one literally right next to us. So I'm sure you've been in one or two of these where you go down in the seats, you know, when you're actually in the box part, it's separated, but when you go down to the seats, it's just handrails and you can see into the next suites or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right on the other side of the railing, when my cousin and I were hanging out, was Cassie Campbell. And so we got talking to her and just, you know, how's it going? Like, cool to meet you. Like, reminiscing about some big moments and big goals and stuff like that. And she said, do you want me to take your program over to Bobby to sign? You're not getting in here, but I can hook you up. And please. And so she went over and she did that. And when she came back, we were like, would you sign it too? And she's like, well, not the same thing as Bobby. Like, all of a sudden, like, no. Like, are you serious? Like, on a night like this, we got to meet Cassie Campbell and get Bobby Orr's. And she was clearly taken aback by, like, yeah, sign right under that. Like, both of you, no one else is going to have this ever. Right. And she was just like, clearly, she kind of, you know, she kept talking to us for a few minutes more afterwards. We didn't try and keep her all night or anything.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But just like, yeah, no, if I was getting Bobby Orr's autograph, I wouldn't want someone else's on it too.
Yeah.
But you're like, you have to understand that you are a Canadian legend, right, in this sport. And I think it sometimes takes a little while for that to settle in on these people who maybe haven't had the spotlight that they're getting now, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to say it might be a gender thing, but I'm going to say it, right? Like, especially not being used to being on that on that table at that same place.
So right.
I don't know when that would have been in her career.
Oh, no, this was maybe, 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
Like, she had moved into broadcasting by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, it's cliche. So cliche. Leaning in. I said it.
That's all right.
That's what it is. Right?
Yeah.
So you're at a different place, and it's getting used to that, and it's just sticking with it and knowing, and you deserve to be there.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
These women, like, so deserve to be there.
Like, you were the captain of a Canadian Olympic hockey team. I'm pretty sure I'd like your autograph. Yeah, well,
I got to borrow Funny's captain of Hungarian, like, her Hungary jersey, and I've been wearing it around my house for a couple days. She loaned it to me. I actually took pictures of me at my hockey.
You are fangirling a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird. I should stop. It's just very cool. And it's for, like, you know, a non-hockey nation like Hungary.
Right.
It's just an amazing feat. And actually, one of the, Women's History Month this month?
Yes.
Susanna something, I should know her last name, IWHF, like, she sits on the council of the women's hockey and was acknowledged as one of the top 10 influencers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Amazing.
There's like, you know.
It's on the come.
It's
there.
Yeah,
and I asked Shrides when the last time she was on the show, I said, like, I know you have been as pro women's sports as anybody I've known. And she's all over. She loves women's soccer and the WNBA and all of these things. And I haven't. But it's because I'm not a soccer guy or a basketball guy, regardless of gender. And as soon as another hockey league showed up, I'm like, I'm in, right? Like, I like good hockey.
Yeah.
I don't really care who's playing it.
Right.
I want to watch. And I said, are you surprised that it's been this successful so far at a sustained way? Like, I was not surprised at all that these home openers all sold out. I was a little surprised that, like, Toronto sold out their season right away. And every game so far for Ottawa has been pretty close to a sellout, if not sold out, right? Like, it's been And she said, no. She said, like, this is what I've been saying for years. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Is that your takeaway as well? Did you think there might be a bit of a step back as it built back up? There might be a little novelty for the first couple of weeks, or did you know that this was going to like explode the way it has right away?
There's no reason for it not to continue.
Yeah.
The big test will be next season.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't want to be like, you know, but no, I'm not surprised. I mean, Toronto capacity, like sure. Toronto's a hockey town.
Yeah.
Right. So you got this capacity for like 2,000.
And in the smallest arena right? in the building or
here,
in the league.
It's affordable.
Yep.
It, like you said, as long as they continue
the location's
to keep,
great compared
keep
to
things
the
affordable, yes. like the fans will come.
Yep.
Next year will be the big test, right? Like the with the break and once that sort of momentum is
yeah.
is over. That's what I'm.
And if they keep struggling, at some point, as these women want it, you're just another sports team, and I get to be annoyed that you keep losing, right? And they're not getting blown out. They're not terrible. They're in the race. It's going to come right down to. But if the team is to become, really successful over the long term, it's going to be because they're very good on the ice. Any yeah. sports team struggles with attendance. If they don't perform. So that's another concern, especially because Ottawa hockey fans have seen some losing hockey over the last few years, and I'm not sure how hungry for more they'll be. So that would be the other struggle is what do you add? How do you improve?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at the Red Blacks, right?
Yes.
Like they're up there, you know, I don't really know what attendance has been like, but there's
it's been down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think, you know, if they are competitive and they keep the prices reasonable,
yep.
I think the fan base will continue. Like, I don't think they have to win to have the fans, like, yeah. in the next couple of years. I think it's more around making sure that the market, they're still engaging the market from a price point perspective,
yes.
for
yeah.
sure. Like, they can't, you know, if they start increasing ticket sales, then that'll certainly impact it. But we'll see. I mean, the half season thing, too, I mean, it helps because it's a shortened season, right?
Yeah.
So it's short and intense.
That's true.
Right? So...
Yeah, in theory, there's going to be a lot more games next year.
10 games. I had to schedule, like, for me, you know, with this, and that happening, I could do the 10 games
yeah.
as a season ticket holder. You know, a longer season, we'll see what that's like.
Sure.
Right? So yeah. if there's affordability, flexibility.
It's a case that a lot of people do in a lot of sports with season tickets. You split, I'll take half the games, you take yeah. half the games kind of thing. There's yeah. ways around it.
And... But I agree. I mean, the product on, like, the games, they have to be good. And they, I don't see why they would... wouldn't be right
yeah no
like it's the yeah, hockey's no. great
100% so yeah. Should we talk before we wrap this up about our you said you were you know you had made your own PWHL jersey, you had talked about borrowing someone else's jersey, should we talk about
my fangirling
should no. we talk about the jerseys here tonight?
Oh, the jerseys here,
the fashion faux pas, if you want to call it. We didn't coordinate, but
the Leafs jersey,
yeah,
my Biebs jersey,
yeah,
oh,
or my Biebs jersey,
yeah. I'm actually wearing a Bytown Beer Sisters t-shirt.
Right.
Like, I've got some merch. It's,
yeah.
It's a homemade t-shirt. Yeah, so my Leafs jersey, what's the score? I think it's like 2-0.
I actually haven't even looked yeah. since we've had it on.
So, yeah. So it's confusing because it's like Boston colors.
Right.
But yeah, it is my Biebs jersey. I bought this actually when I was visiting my friend in Stratford. Actually, I shouldn't tell this story because they were up... I forget what game, and we took a selfie, and after that selfie, they lost the series. So yeah, it's our fault. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Yeah, yeah, so no. I'm not allowed, actually, I've been banned from their home.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's harsh.
But I did get this jersey in Stratford, in Biebs hometown, but no, it's a Leafs jersey, and I've got the
third one on, right, the black that they put out a couple of years ago, whatever it was, the Bieber collaboration, right? And you can wear it, I guess, inside out,
yep.
have the yellow
yep.
smiley face or whatever it is, which is a little different. But you had said, I warned you, I guess, while we were setting this up, I said, we'll probably have to have the Leaf game on in here. And I didn't assume you'd be a Leaf fan. I didn't, you know, you and I had never met. And I said, you know, if you're coming at 7:30, the Leafs game's going to be on in here. I'm sorry, I'm one of those people. And you said, me too. I'll wear my Leaf jersey. And I, you know, not knowing which one you'd be wearing, I said, well, I'm not going to get out Leafed in my own house. I'm obviously going to have to throw one on as well. And I'm curious, you know, we were talking before we fired up the mics and I mentioned like three different Leafs and you didn't like any of them. Like, who are your favorite Leafs? Like, do you have a guy on the team you actually like? Because I got Nylander on the back
yeah,
of this one.
Yeah, Nylander's okay.
Oh, he's okay. Yeah, all right.
I like Matthews.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. The guy's yeah. like I'm watching him right now. Like, it's amazing, his shot. And
unreal.
Know, yeah. you know.
But you didn't really seem to like Mitch. You didn't really seem to like JT.
Okay. Like, they haven't done anything. they take a lot of money.
They do that.
And
yeah.
Like Marner, I can't. Sorry, I'm
not
a
big Marner guy.
The guy just can't handle the pressure.
It does look like that. Like when the moment gets to it. I mean, like, that worries me a little because I see all the experts talking about the next men's Olympic team and who would be on it. And a lot of them say Marner. And by points, like if you just look at regular season stats, you go, he'd be on your penalty kill. He could put. But if you've watched him in any big moment, which an Olympic gold medal game would be a pretty big moment, he seems to shrink away from it a little bit. And I don't hate Mitch or anything like that, but he is not in my top five or eight favorite Leafs.
Yeah.
But I love Tavares. Like I said, I'm an Oshawa kid, right? He played his hockey for the Jennies there in junior. And,
Well, it's hard in my house to be honest. I'm going to say it, to get time watching the Leafs.
Yeah, okay.
As I mentioned, it's a very divided household.
Yeah.
So
you're living with Habs fans and Oilers fans.
I'm living with Habs fans, and I'm like third on the priority list. So, it's rare that I get to watch Leafs games, so I was kind of happy that you're like, oh, I can watch the Leafs.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, well, we'll have you back here more often, and when we do, we make sure it's during a Leaf game.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how we'll do this. Tell us about the event once more, how people can get involved, how people can get their tickets.
So tickets, you go to @ByTown Beer Sisters, link in bio. It's a Google form. Again, we're trying to keep costs low.
Right.
So we're just doing it the old-fashioned way by a Google form and e-transfer. We would love sponsors to make this an incredible event for our guests. So raffle prizes, door prizes, anything that would help really make it special for, you know, the folks that are going to be there and make it the best time ever, other than like watching the hockey and drinking the beer. Love to have that. So bytownbeersisters@gmail.com is an email address that we have. So if you want more information, feel free to reach out. But it's going to be a great event, and it's, you know, lots of fun, and honestly all for a really good local cause. Like, I can't stress how important it is to support the Youth Services Bureau 100%. Of Ottawa.
Yeah. And you'll get to see our friend Screeds host the thing. So that'll be
I haven't met her yet.
Oh, really? Yeah, no, okay.
Don't ask. Things happen. So.
Yeah, no, I just assumed. It seems like you guys should be friends.
I feel like we should, but now if I meet her, is it going to be like, what's it going to be? Is it going to be like I don't know. Like, oh, hi.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fascinated by this dynamic now. I just assumed you guys, you know, if she's hosting and PWHL and beer and whatever, I think you guys are going to get along pretty well. Yeah, this isn't going to be a problem.
Okay, so very good.
We will put the email address and the Instagram handle, all of the links here in our show notes as well. So wherever you're hearing us right now, whether it be on the website or on the podcast app, in the show description, the links will be there if you want to get yourself tickets or you know, reach out to sponsor or to for questions, whatever it is, all of that will be in the show notes as well. This was a lot of fun, Andrea. Thank you so much for coming in and doing this.
Yeah, anytime.
And we'll for sure do it again.
Okay.
And we'll make sure it's a Leaf night.
Yeah, so. Awesome. Thank you.
That's where we'll wrap this one up. Stick around on Thursday morning, our friend Lee Versage back in studio, and on Friday, Steve Bunda. That is NHL trade deadline day, so we're expecting there will be some news. Plus, we will at that point be just one day away from UFC 299, and you know Bunda will have tons of opinions on all of it. So stick around, make sure you're subscribed to the pod wherever you're hearing us right now, and following along on social media. Thank you so much for listening. For Andrea, my name's Matt. We'll see you next time.
The hell is that?
Number one bullshit. Oh, number one bullshit.
Why are you so pissy?